Okay, Be'ezer Hashem. The world is a little bit ahead of us, but we're up to Simen Pei Aleph. Also, it's dear to me because Rav Nevin Sal Shlita was sick this week. The Rebbetzin also Zakuk L'Rachmei Shemaim. She's not doing well. But both of them were in the hospital. Baruch Hashem, he came home and I learned from him in the house. So this is the first thing that I learned from him when he came back from the hospital. So it's also Yakarli. Okay. Simen Pei Aleph, Sif Aleph. Katan Shehigia, Din Soas Katan, Allah of Tzav a Katan, Katan Shehigia, Leklal, Sheachar, Kayotse, Boyochal, Lechol, Kazais Dagan, Bechdesh Yuchal, Godol, Lechol, Achilles Pras, Marchikin, Mitzoaso, Omi Me Me Raglov. So the halach of tzoa only applies to tzoa that is a product, if it's excrement, that it's a product of dagon. If, however, it's not from dagon, so really then it would not have a full din of tzoa. The Mishnah Berurah, though, points out that the assumption is the following, that once an individual has processed dagon, so then in such a case, then it's always considered something that's matzriach. The Mishnah Berurah says that towards the end of Sif Katan Beis, and we'll see that inside shortly. Let's take a look. Let's go Kiseder. Katan Shigia. Dafke Katan Aval Gadol Fino Einu Yachol Echol Klal Dagon Marchikim Mitzioso Umeimei Raglav. So it doesn't apply to a gadol. A gadol, even if they're no longer able to eat dagan, the halach is that you need to be marchik. Now, mi'ikr d'dina, what is the age of this katan? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Bey says, Ratzlama afal pi shalo re'inu l'zeh she'achal, kimen she'achar ki yotze bo yochol lechol, mistama gam hu yochol lechol. So we hear the Dirshu, they quote that the Kaf HaChaim says that it's from the age of a year. We're going to see shortly halach l'maisa, though, that there are many poskim, Rav Nevin Sal Shlita amongst them, who are more machmir based on the hemshich of the Mishnah Berurah. So, me'ikar d'dina, if you have a child who, an infant, really their tzoa, it could very well be, would not have a din tzoa, and many of the chumras that we've learned in the past don't apply. The Mishnah Berurah continues, Aval ha'katan u'chalash v'yadu alanu she'eni yochal echal g'zayis b'techal yispras, ein tzarech laharchik. Afilu hu ben shalosh v'arba shanim, v'hu shemiyam avlo yachol echol kezayis. If for whatever reason, God forbid, it's a sickly child that's not capable of eating dagon, then really, technically, then one would have to be machmir. If he's 3 or 4 years old and he never ate kezayis dagon, then one could be makel, if that's the instance of a sickly child, but a regular child, this would not apply. Continuing on the first wide line, Avlam ha yochol echol pam echad va'achar kach nechlash ve'eni yochol va'afilu lo ochol dogen ze yom ram shebevada itzoa zu eina ba midogen mekomokom dino kegodol shetzarech tamid laharchik mitzoa so. And the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say that the assumption is, in the next line, by the Sharetzion Sifkat and Dalid, that if it's betivo ha yochol echol gzayis dogen habnei me'ayim masrichim. So that's an important line in the Mishnah Berurah. And that is that we assume that once the bowel system has gotten used to eating dagon, then all of the excrement that comes out is masriach, and therefore it'll have the din of tzoa that one needs to be machmir. I asked Rav Nevin Sal the following question, what would one say in regards to this chumrah of a katan? What's the pshat that we say that a katan, even if he didn't eat dagon, you still have to be machmir because he's already capable of eating dagon? Is the pshat that Chazal made it into that it now has a din dagon, or is it like a gzera ba'alma? So he pointed out that that's the two deos that we're about to see in the Mishnah Berurah. V'yesh makinim bekatim yadua shlo achol dagon ze yom rabim v'kol shkenim lo achol me'olam. So it comes out that really a katan who hasn't eaten dagon for a long time, really it's a gzera ba'alma. It's only by a gadol that we assume that it's for sure masriach, that the bowel, the rectum, would make it be masriach, and the nafgamina is going to be mispal negdam ein tsarich lachsar. So this is the basic halacha, that, and the Kaf HaChaim says this begins at the age of one. However, I told you this is not halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa, Mishnah Berurah has quite a chumrah in Sif Katan Gimel. Two lines into Sif Katan Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'cholza mitzad adin. Avol tov v'yashu laharchik mitzoas katan afilu ben shmona yamin. Where does this come from? That you need to be machmir, to be marchik already ben shmona yamin. So it's based in Hilchos Mila. In Hilchos Mila, the Ramah in Yoredei Simin Reish Samachei Sifches tells us two halachos that are connected to what we've been learning up until now. He says, number one, there's no problem for the mawel to make a bracha of Mila in front of the erva of the baby, presumably because that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to cut the arla of the baby. So therefore, there's no problem of erva altogether. However, the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah there adds, v'tov, that it would be appropriate to be careful that there shouldn't be any tzoa when the mo'el makes the bracha. So the truth is, the Gra already points out over there in Hilchos Mila, that's a little bit strange. It doesn't really fit in to Simen Pei Aleph, because that is not a tinok that is eaten dagon. So the Gra comments that's a chumra ba'alma. It's a chumra ba'alma that to be menakeh. So the Mishnah Berurah took that line in the Ramah, and he makes it halacha l'maisa, and he took out a big heter. For those of us who are zochet to be parents of infants, b'churi, you would have a heter that there would be no problem of the tzoa of an infant. However, halacha l'maisa, we're not mekel because of that Ramah over there. That's what the Shaar Tzion points out. The Magen Avraham is based on that Ramah, and therefore halacha l'maisa, even from 8 days old. Now, I thought that if that would be so, then really it shouldn't start from 8 days old. It should be from any age. It seems like that there was this chumra ba'alma that's not kavod to say a bracha, to say tefillah in front of tzoa. It definitely, it would seem to me, like we saw from Mishnah Berurah before, that b'di'eved one would be yotze, but the Ramah said tov limana, and the Gra writes it's a chumra ba'alma. L'chura, that chumra ba'alma should already start from 1 day old. So here was a psak from Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, 99% of the time, it's borur to me, kashemesh, what Rav Nevin Sal holds. Over here, I don't understand. He was pretty insistent that this halacha starts from the 8th day of Mila. For 7 days, the mother in the hospital with the child, and even for the first 7 days, then you don't even have this chumra ba'alma. Then you would be able to say brachos and tefillah and so on and so forth. But the earliest place in halacha that it said that we have to be machmir is by the Yom HaMila. And therefore, Rav Nevin Sal holds that for the first 7 days, this chumra ba'alma doesn't apply. The Dirshu themselves struggle with it, and they quote that the Pashtus should be that starts from day one, and that's what they quote from the Ben Ish Chai in the Sefer Beis Baruch. But Rav Nevin Sal told me that since the Halacha doesn't record any Chumra prior to the time of the 8th day of Mila, so therefore there were Havolo Losef, you shouldn't come to be Machmir more. If it's Tam, a Chumra Ba'alma, so we follow the Chumra Ba'alma, what appears in Shulchan Aruch. Once upon a time, the Mishnah Berurah over here quotes that kids used to be really dirty, even dirtier than they are today. At the end of Sif Katan Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Kasamagan Ram v'Shem Marshal de'Einachan Likrosh Kriyashma Neged Tinokos the Stama Metapkin Ba'Ash Makom So Bigdeim and Alei Metunafim," that the kids are metunaf even with soa. So I think Baruch Hashem we live in a time that's cleaner than what used to be. But if one is aware that sometimes the children have on their shoes and so on and so forth, that would be a problem. Let's do a little bit of base. Hayakore Varotsa connected Yelik Kadeshis Rukenim Akrava Arba Amas. If a person sees so in front of him, he's gotta go 4 amas ahead, that it would be thrown behind him. It's interesting, Lashon, Yizrakenu Me'achorav, Arba Amis. Vimi Yevshek can go and sheesh lefun of Noro Dover Acher Ma'akev. What happens if he can't go 4 Amis ahead of the Tzoa? Yelech Kadesh and Echel and Stud and Arba Amis, he should go to the side 4 Amis. Vein Tzarech Lachzor Ela Mokom She Pasak. And he doesn't have to repeat the entire Shmona Esrei or the Tefillah, but rather he picks up from where he left off. Explains the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Yugimel Sfir Le Kivan De Lo Hayu Betoch Dalet Amis Shelo Lo Amrin De Hayu Lo Livdok De Lo Etricha Torah Livdok Kum Lo Einav. We learned earlier that the halacha is that if a person read and there was tzoa, if he should have checked there, then he's not yotze. However, over here the chiyuv to check is only within 4 amos. There isn't the chiyuv Melo Einav. Bidi avad, if you find Melo Einav, then in such a case, you have to move away from it. However, it's not going to be ma'akev if a person davened. Ularav Rabbeinu Yonim hayi makum shayar losis alivo sheisham tzoa, tzarech lachzor lerosh. The Rabbeinu Yonah is more machmir. He's a poshea, even if it's Melo Einav, as the Mishnah Berurah describes, in Sifkatan Yud Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkatan Ches that this halacha of Tzoa also applies to Mei Reglayim, that one also needs to be Marchik Mei Reglayim. But let's review halacha l'maisa, and with this we'll conclude. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Ches points out that when it comes to Mei Reglayim, Bidiyavad, if you davened where there is Mei Reglayim, there isn't a chiyuv to be chozer. There you don't go back. Lukule alma b'mei reglayim ain't a chozel in makom sheposak. In contrast to tzoa, we learned that if a person should have checked and he didn't, then in such a case, he was not yotze, as Rabbeinu Yonah describes at the end of our sin. Okay, we'll stop here.